We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. And we pray that our unity may one day be restored. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. I sang that song many times when I was the chaplain of St. Andrew's Episcopal School in Austin. We sang it so often that I got tired of it. Kind of getting tired of those things that you do so often. Now, what I just sang was the first verse of this well-known song. It was written by Peter Schultes. He was a Catholic priest in the 1960s in the south side of Chicago. The story says that he wrote this song in less than a day, and inspired by the response to the Martin Luther King Jr.'s visit to the city in that year. Now, I'm convinced that Schultes was inspired by the readings from 1 John and the Gospel of John that we had appointed for this day. Now, there are 14 verses between those two passages, and there are also 14 references to the word love. The song continues like this. We will walk with each other. We will walk hand in hand. We will walk with each other. We will walk hand in hand. And together we'll spread the news that God is in our land. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. As much love as there is in the lessons for today, I'm not going to really talk about love. I'm going to talk about friendship. Friendship is another word we use very often. We might introduce a recent acquaintance as, this is my new friend, and fill in the name. We might begin a public address with the words, hello friends, when many in the audience may be strangers. When we think of friendship, we think of relationships that are either useful for us, for instance, those that help us get something either personal or professional. We think of friendship that is pleasurable, someone fun to spend time with. I'm hopeful that we all have friends like these, but that is not the friendship that Jesus was talking about with his disciples. He was talking about a third kind of friendship, a friendship where one person seeks to emulate the other, to become so intertwined that one begins to embody the other person. Jesus tells his disciples in the midst of his speech about love that they are no longer his slave, here translated servant. They are now friends. Jesus proclaims to the disciples that they have been given all the instructions necessary, and now it's about becoming something different, becoming like Jesus himself. We will work with each other, we will work side by side. We will work with each other, we will work side by side. And we'll guard each one's dignity and save each one's pride. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. We've been reading together, what if I say the wrong thing? It's a book about those inner biases and prejudices that we all possess. They come out when we enter into community with one another. Now, Verne Meyer speaks from her own experience. She educates about diversity, but she also realizes that she's not perfect. She's certainly not perfect in its application. She retells these episodes from her own encounters to help us understand that we are all a work in progress. One such example was her encounter with the young-looking doctor who was filling in for her child's regular pediatrician. When this young doctor walked in, she began interrogating this poor woman. And as she looked back, she realized how quick she was to label the doctor based on her age. And she admitted she realized that she had forgotten to practice what she had preached so often. Now, as I read each of these habits, and I'm continuing to follow along in the book, I'm reminded of episodes in my own life that are way too similar. I mean, I've certainly slipped up in living up to them. As I read them, I'm realizing even some of the things that I had never realized before. But my recollection of others' slights toward me are much easier to recall. And those slights don't happen all that often. And certainly not that often as when of those who are in the groups that are one down in the system that we've been looking at. Rene Myers writes in the chapter titled, "How Are We Supposed to Tell Them Apart?" that making a mistake is not racism, but not attempting to get better at identifying faces of other races is. I think this translates to all of the other habits. The reality is that all of us will make mistakes. Our prejudices will slip out unless we lock ourselves up someplace by ourselves for the rest of our time. We allow the system of racism to continue if we don't make an effort to evolve as a species. And evolution involves risking our safety and having the resilience to adapt. It requires us to attempt to get better. The song continues, "All praise to the Father from whom all things come, and all praise to Christ Jesus, his only Son, and all praise to the Spirit who makes us one, and they'll know we are Christians by our love, yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love." Jesus told his disciples, "You did not choose me, but I chose you." And he told them that they were no longer slaves, those bound to care for the master, but friends, those who offer support and sacrifice freely out of respect and love. This short passage in Jesus' farewell speech is about relationships. It is about our relationship with God. We should be becoming and emulating our friend in Jesus. It's also about the relationship with each other. And that is the work that requires us to struggle through and even give back something of ourselves for the good of the whole. One portion of this is to face the challenge of passing love to our neighbors, or not passing hurt to our neighbors. It is about not hiding from our inevitable mistakes, but facing up to them and learning from them. It is about saying something to others and ourselves when we see something that needs to change. It's about making an effort to change the world. It's about doing something to make the world a better place. And that's the kind of love that will identify us as Christians. It will identify us as people of God. And that is why Peter Schulte's song that I got tired of after a while, why it really boils down the gospel to just a few words. So join with me as we sing this refrain one more time. "And they'll know we are Christians by our love, yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love."